this really starts with the president this morning or this afternoon when he was flying to Georgia. He was asked by reporters about comments that President Obama made at an interview that was released over the weekend, where he sort of quickly and without elaborating said that he believes that aliens are real. Obviously, a former president saying something like that caused a lot of speculation about what the government knows about UFOs and alien life forms. And the president, President Obama, later clarified that he believes they are real and they haven't seen, but he hasn't seen them, and that he hasn't heard anything about Area 51 or any of those conspiracy theories, anything like that. President Trump, earlier today, when asked about those comments, sort of suggested that he might declassify some files while also criticizing Obama for speaking about classified information. And then this evening on Truth Social, announced that he is going to direct the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, to release any government files related to what he says are alien and extraterrestrial life, including UAPs and UFOs. And that is where we are. We don't know how many files those are, what exists of those, what that process looks like. But all we have is the president's announcement that is really sort of triggered by his political foe, Barack Obama, sort of speaking on this issue last week.
And here is President Trump's statement verbatim. He said, quote, "Based on the tremendous interest shown, I will be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, identified aerial phenomena," which is UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena, "and unidentified flying objects, UFOs." So, all right. So, Aaron, there are a couple extraordinary things happening with this tonight. First of all, the president of the United States saying something like this on social media is getting absolutely no national coverage on TV right now, which just is, think about where we are in history. The fact that the president is talking about this and we're not seeing it splashed all across the networks, it really says a lot about the news cycle, where we are, and just the volatility of what the president says on a day-to-day basis, really.
Yeah, I think that's a really keen observation. I think there's two things to take away from that. The first, I think, is what you're saying about the news cycle and about the way the president sort of inserts himself into the news cycle. There are a lot of quick metabolizing things that the president likes to do. He likes to comment on matters of culture and matters of news of the day and sort of insert the federal government or his role atop the federal government into those matters. And I think 10 years into the Donald Trump political experience, there are a lot of news media figures who are probably not going to take the bait on some of this stuff to the extent that the president might want them to. The second thing is that there's a lot of, since President Obama, you know, was in office, since President Trump was in office, there's been a lot of Washington thought and effort put into declassifying materials around UAPs, starting as way back in 2021 during the Biden administration, when the Director of National Intelligence put out a report detailing over 140 contacts that U.S. Navy pilots had with UAPs between 2004 and that time. That led to a series of congressional hearings where they declassified some videos and some reports of Navy pilots confronting UAPs, including a dozen or so where they recorded confrontations with UFOs that they said defied regular physics as they understood it. So there is some of this stuff already out there. It's unclear what the president exactly is talking about when he talks about declassifying this stuff, because there's a lot of stuff that's already out here in the public that generated a lot of news and headlines at the time when it was revealed in congressional hearings. There could be more, and it's possible that there have been more since 2022, and those could be very unique and interesting and exciting, but there is maybe some fatigue on both sides of this.
For the first time tonight, by the way, I should mention right now as we speak, CNN is talking about it. But that's the first mention on national networks, that at national TV, that we have seen so far tonight on this. Hey, you know, you're talking about these reports of UAP and pilots seeing things in the sky. They don't know what they are. They defy what we know as far as the rules of physics. This is absolutely in the culture. It has been for so many years, and people reporting things that they can't identify. And there have been cultural figures who have been kind of obsessed with this, who have been talking about it all the time. And just quickly, Aaron, I want to get your thought on this. President Trump, has he talked about this in the past? Has he been one of those cultural figures in the past who have shown public interest? Or is this really the first time that we're seeing President Trump talking about this issue?
This doesn't really seem to be one of the great fascinations of his. This, if it came up in the first during his first term at all, it really was not to the extent that it was a subject of public record and public debate during the Biden administration, for example. You know, the just as a data point from this week, the Obama interview came out on Saturday. There was a lot of conversation about whether Obama was confirming that aliens are real and that the U.S. has made contact with aliens over the weekend into Monday, into Tuesday. And it took a press gaggle on Thursday for the president to even acknowledge that he was aware of those conversations. And then hours after that, he sort of posted on social media what he did, which is he's directing Secretary Hegseth to release all of these files, which is, you know, in one sense, a big move. But in another sense, it's a post on social media and that we sort of don't have exact implications for. So it doesn't seem to be, like you mentioned, there are some things that are in the culture that the president clearly has some fascination with and longtime history with. It's something that a lot of people in the culture, especially in Washington, have some kind of obsession with. This doesn't seem to be like one of those things for the president, but he's also proclaimed himself to be the most transparent president in history. And this is sort of in lieu with that in terms of releasing government secrets and providing the American people with as much information as the government had.